بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us into this dunya, and this dunya is a test for us. It is the place of imtihan, darul imtihan. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has not created the jinn and insan except that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They do not do those things that will anger Allah Ta'ala or displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created good deeds and bad deeds. Allah has given us the rationale. Allah has given us intellect. Allah has given us the tawfiq of doing good deeds and staying away from bad deeds. Allah gives us the choice. So this is an ongoing effort and mujahada that all of us go through every single moment of our life, that we have to do those things that will gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and refrain from everything that will bring Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Alhamdulillah, when you make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salat, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, we fast, we keep roza, hajj, umrah, whatever good deeds we do, then nur comes into our heart. Our heart becomes illuminated, because this is the good effect of the good deeds, the amal salihah that we are doing. So there is some nur that comes into a person's heart. But the moment the person commits sins, either through his eyes, his tongue, his ears, his hands, his feet, his private parts, then this nur escapes from the heart and darkness settles into the heart. So the more a person is involved in sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes very easily tempted by his nafs and shaitan, and very easily he slips, and he lives a life of ghaflat, a life of negligence, heedlessness. He shows an indifferent attitude towards the sharia, towards salat, towards ibadah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adhan he will hear, salat will take place, but he will find or she will find herself away from all these good deeds. Why? Because the person is now has become engrossed by evil, by filth, shaitani actions, things that shaitan tempts the person towards, lures the person. The person lives a life many times of zina, of filth, of drinking, gambling. The company the person has also of similar type of people who are also living a life of evil. But good deeds brings the person towards nur, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the love of Allah ta'ala, towards the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gives him some sweetness in his heart. Allah gives him some sweetness on his tongue. The more he brings this nur in his heart, the more closer he becomes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a zakir he becomes. And the other person becomes a ghafil. So here a person who is making the dhikr of Allah, ibadat of Allah ta'ala, and he is making sure to the best of his ability that this nur must not escape his heart. In fact, he's collecting more and more and more nur. His entire heart is shining now. His heart is becoming so attached and bonded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now Allah begins to love him, and Allah becomes his hearing, his seeing in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that Allah then makes him see that which is right. Allah protects him from evil. Allah does not make him cast an evil glance. Allah protects him from zina. Allah helps the person in various things in this world, because Allah becomes this person's friend.
And Allah will guide the person. If he falters, he slips, Allah picks him up very quickly and gives him the tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar and puts him back onto sirat al-mustaqim. And he begins to keep on enjoying this life of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's like in a garden and he's smelling the beautiful roses and different types of roses and the fresh breeze. And he's really enjoying himself being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this nur that we are collecting in our hearts should not escape our hearts. Because the moment it's going to escape, then we're not going to feel the coolness of the ibadat in our hearts. The air condition that we have, it gives off cool air, and that brings about some coolness in a person's heart. Wa'arif billah, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to give a beautiful example, and we have heard this many, many times. He said, whilst he was traveling with his sheikh, Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi of Hardoi, and there was another person, the driver was Anwarul Haq Sahib. They were traveling from Jeddah to Makkah. It was very, very hot day. But for some reason, they were in the car, the air conditioner was on, but they were still feeling hot. The driver then checks and he says, you know, I think somebody's window is open. And because the window is open, the cool air is now escaping. And therefore we're still feeling hot. So everybody checks the window. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah says, I checked. And he said, he realized that it was his window that was slightly open. So immediately he closed it. On this, Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his sheikh then mentioned, see, this window of yours that was open made the cool air escape from the car. And instead of the car becoming cool, we now became hot. And therefore we were still perspiring and still feeling hotter. Exact like that, when we have accumulated nur in our heart, the nur of ibadat, dhikrullah, sadaqat, zakat, had, umrah, tilawat, whatever it is, the moment we let this door escape by opening our eyes and looking at haram, the window of our eyes we open, the window of our ears we opening, listening to music, listening to ghibat, listening to vulgar language, futile talks, our tongues also, the window of this mouth, the tongue, we are engaged in haram. So the various senses we have and the limbs we have, we open the windows of all these things towards evil, the nur now begins to escape. And instead of feeling cool, a person feels hot. Now he gets the heat of sins in his life. And the heat of sins is not going to bring him closer to Allah unless he gets the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah and he makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he makes ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. If this doesn't happen, then the person gets the heat of gunas, becomes more and more intense in his heart as though he is in Jahannam in this world. Because there is heat in his heart, heat of sin. He needs the coolness of the air condition or the aircon of the dhikr of Allah, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, we all are human beings. We all are gunegar, we all make mistakes, but the effort is that we should try our level best, our utmost concerted effort in refraining from all sins. Make sure that our windows are closed of our limbs and we're preserving this nur, we're accumulating this nur and we're enjoying the breeze and the coolness in our heart with that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we do some haram or we move towards sin, and it immediately makes sincere tawbah istighfar. Close that window and make sure it is closed so that we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the life in this world, we will get such a peaceful life. Yes, there'll be problems and issues and concerns and dini fikr that we will have. That is life in this world. But the person will not feel the heat of gunas that will burn him, make his life a life of turmoil, a life of restlessness, becheni. He will get the sukoon when he has coolness in his heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. May Allah help all of us to gain the close bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must do those things that will please Allah ta'ala and refrain from every type of sin, major sin and minor sin, and every type of deed that will bring Allah ta'ala's displeasure. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين بسد روح شريف لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم ربناكم عافر ما الله forgive us completely my Allah every single sin we committed my Allah يا الله in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah يا الله Make our hearts become clean and pure and white and bright again. Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allah, don't make it become covered. Allah, with filth and sins, my Allah. Help us to do those things that will gain your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have bestowed upon us. Especially the ni'mat of iman. You give us Islam, deen, my Allah. You enable us to read our salat, our jamaat in the masjid, and the women folk at home. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of reciting Surah Yasin, my Allah, and listening to Surah Yasin, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of this surah, my Allah, forgive all the marhumeen. Ya Allah, especially those who passed away recently, my Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, ya Allah, especially in our country, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah, family members, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them kamil shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have got hajat and needs, may Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, may Allah, remove our difficulties, may Allah, remove the difficulty the ummah is going through, may Allah. Ya Allah, only you know best when this pandemic will stop, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, may Allah, we have seen so many people leaving this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, may Allah. Help us, may Allah. Guide us, may Allah. Protect us, may Allah. Make us become obedient servants, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to stay away from every type of sin, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. From the promptings of nafs, my Allah. From the whisperings of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives, happiness in our life. Give us sukoon, chain, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to practice our deen with ease, my Allah. Don't let there be any difficulty that will come as an obstacle to it, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Help us to feed the needy and the poor, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us Moti Madina Sharif, my Allah. Daril Jannatul Baqee, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any Hisab Kitab. Protect all of us from the Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Allah, the elderly people sitting here, young children, ya Allah, Ufas, ulama, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, whatever problems we have, my Allah. Remove those problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Open your doors wide for us, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, farrij al-hamm, jib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله all those requested duas answer all the jais murad also my Allah Allah حاضرين غائبين سجد وقبول فرما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.